Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Junior will air the world premiere of a new animation series called Nelly and Nora on February the 2nd. And this delightful animated preschool series follows the stories of two young sisters, one being Nelly, and you'll surprise, surprise, the other one's Nora. And they spend their family holidays and weekends in a mobile home camping park by the sea. Spending so much time outside, of course, means the weather plays a major part in the little girl's daily fun. Windy days, rainy days, sunny days, whatever you're having yourself days, the series entertains young viewers and encourages them to discover that the weather outside is something to be embraced and enjoyed, whatever it might be. So we've invited RTE weather presenters Audrey McGrath, well, you're kind of, we're saying RTE weather presenter Audrey McGrath and meteorologist with Met Aaron and RTE's Siobhan Ryan. We're inviting two of the girls from the weather to come in tonight. Hey! Welcome. Essentially, Audrey and Siobhan are here to talk about Ireland's obsession. You're both welcome.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I suppose it's funny that it's harder, I think, to present the weather if you're a woman compared to a man, because you seem to have to kind of dress up a little bit, do you?
He's getting very political straight off the bat.
That's a good and a bad thing. I have no problem. I like clothes and, you know what I mean? Like,
look at women love well fashion.
Yeah, you it's do. Part parts of the job. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's an added bonus.
Do you have to put, none of this is completely, do you, because, you know, looking at the cover of Country magazine this week, and your colleague Jean Burns there, and all she's talking about is largely clothes and fashion. So is that offensive to you as women, or do you think, we actually embrace it, we love being feminine and...
Yeah, I enjoy it, but number one, I suppose, you know, the weather comes first always, but it's like...
I don't mind the weather! Yeah.
We were chatting about this last night because we often do chat about, you know, the attention that our dress sense and dresses and this, that and the other gets when we're to air, but literally we're ticking a box.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a standard... You know, but once that's ticked, then it's about the weather. Yeah. You don't want to hear that, though, do you?
Not really. Clothes is more interesting to me.
Can I just say, though, we are the grown-up version of Nelly and Nora this morning.
Yeah. I'm Nelly, I bags Nelly.
Loving.
Oh, you're loving the new cartoon.
She's already after bagging Nelly, so I'm Nora. Okay,
we'll get there. But that's because it's funny, because fellas just have to just bang on a suit and good luck, you know, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry Murphy puts a lot of effort now into his clothes. He goes in there, like the chroma key and him.
Oh my gosh, he has so many ties. Seriously, Ryan, you should take a trip to the weather office.
Yeah,
does he have as many ties as me? That's my
question. Oh my gosh, I bet he has more.
No way.
We should take a photograph and tweet it.
Actually, that's true. Do you get comment on tweets after your weather broadcast?
It depends. Sometimes it can be as lovely as, I'm going to a wedding on, you know, whatever date. I would love to wear the dress that you're wearing. In which case, you just say, thank you so much, and tweet them
the name of the shop.
I have a couple of requests, though, for my clothes. Do you know what I mean? One or two.
Like, give them to me.
Put the clothes off my back, literally. Like,
Oh, gosh. They wouldn't even do that in Ghana.
They have. No, I
was in Ghana, and that's what they do in Ghana. If you have lovely stuff, they just say, I want it.
Give us the dress you want.
I think it belongs to them, because, I don't know, for whatever reason.
And are they RT clothes, or are they your own?
Half and half.
I would say mixture as well.
RTE you pay for certain.
But it's a bit of a mix and match.
Yeah. See, if you find something that you really love and you're just feeling it that day, then happy days. Here we go.
That's for weather and that's for real life.
That's funny. Yeah. But you know, like this evening, I'll go down to the wardrobe department in RTE and I'll look at all the suits and all the ties and I'll say, I'm in that mood today. It could be a grey suit, a navy suit.
You have to be feeling it.
Isn't that weird? The psychology of clothes.
The day before my 3 days of weather, I kind of line up my clothes and then that morning arrives and I might decide I actually don't want to wear any of those clothes. Do you know what I mean? So
that's it.
You just go with flow. Like, whatever.
But I'm
feeling.
Just trying to share the sartorial sexism here. That men are as bad, or some men are. We think about these things.
Men think about them nowadays more so than I think they ever did.
Yeah, definitely. Grooming more so. Girls are kind of tailoring back a small bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lots of ways.
And guys are getting a bit more kind of involved in the whole process.
No complaints here, by the way. We like a man to look good.
Absolutely.
You're engaged to be married, Audrey. Congratulations.
Nearly knocked you out with the bling.
The ring. I thought the sun had come out straight away. But that's great. Have you dates and plans? Or
Mid-June this year and the weather has been ordered. So 21 degrees, gentle breeze, fair cloud, which is a meteorological term for, you know, that cloud that you see at the start of the Simpsons, you were saying.
Yeah,
and then it comes out. And are you getting married in Dublin or beyond?
Leitrim.
Leitrim.
Lovely Leitrim.
Lovely Leitrim.
Yeah, we fell in love. We fell in love, and then we went to Leitrim and we visited Lochrin Castle and we fell in love all over again.
Oh, how lovely.
It's beautiful. It's overlooking a lake.
And who's your man?
His name's Kevin.
Yeah.
And that's as much as your...
All right, okay. Can you tell us where you met?
We met in Dublin.
That's good. Okay, well, that whittles it down.
Jesus. He's from Carlow, I'm from Cork. We met in Dublin and we're getting married in Leitrim.
That'll do me.
So, you know, it's as complicated and as simple as that.
That is it. So it's an all-Ireland, full Irish affair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, when you guys come face-to-face with people who recognise you from the weather, the most common and irritating question you get is...
Well, the most common question is, do you like your job?
Isn't it?
And lots of people just want to know, do you like your job?
Okay. Like,
yeah, that's my job. Yeah.
Okay, wow. I would say, what's the weather going to be like the weekend or whatever?
Do not get the,
when I go to the bar to get a drink once every six months, you'll hear, is there a pint for everyone in the audience?
Do you like your job, Siobhan? What do you do in between those broadcasts?
Oh God, I do hate that question. It's like as if we're sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, people kind of think like in between broadcasts.
Do you not play Minecraft in between?
Yeah, right.
People think I'm just sitting there at my feet up in between, like, and you only work for 2 minutes of the day.
It's like when you're working in news.
Well, why don't you tell us what you do in between?
We're re-scripting. We're getting more information on the couple of days ahead.
You're constantly tweaking
our graphics.
Yeah.
We are working, by the way.
You're constantly analyzing the weather, working on your graphics. Just trying to tell the story the best way possible. And you're just tweaking the forecast all the time, non-stop, and always thinking about how to phrase it or how to tell the story, that kind of thing.
Okay, and get it right.
And get it right, obviously. That's the aim of the game.
When I was a kid, the weather, because I used to love watching TVAM and morning programmes, right? Yeah. And the weather girl was always the thing, right? Yeah. And they used to become real personalities and part of the... Johnson, I think.
Yeah,
very
much so,
And so they'd have this kind of like white... this map, and then you have magnets of the web.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the sun would be a magnet, like a fridge magnet.
My fridge.
Do you have them?
I actually do have them.
Do you?
The Michael Fisher.
Where did you get them?
My friend bought me them.
No.
My friends always buy me weather paraphernalia once they get
it. You should see the amount of owls I have.
Really?
I swear to God, it's like an aviary over there. People buy owls.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you get your weather paraphernalia.
No, I do, whatever's going. But I do have all the fridge magnets. I'd love if you could just throw them up like that. But people love the simplicity of the fridge magnet or just the sunny symbol and the cloud.
Yeah, I used to like that. But now you've got all these, the isobars and the isotropes.
Yeah, it's all very fancy. But at the end of the day, it boils back down to kind of telling the story as simply as possible.
Yeah.
Like the weather apps, they're basically very simple as well. They're kind of like the old-fashioned graphics.
Yes, they are,
aren't
they? What about the... Who went away? I was kind of being a bit mischievous one day when I seem to have gone away during the summer and I came back and somebody had met Aaron, had obviously been to America, and came back with a colour chart and suddenly decided to issue all these yellow, red, blue, white, green...
Oh, like the traffic light system. That's a meteor alarm. Yeah, that's a new system.
It's a new thing, isn't it?
Around about 2 years.
Yeah.
It's European way of forecasting severe weather.
Yeah.
So green means go ahead, go about your daily chores. Yellow means kind of maybe pay attention to the weather.
A green alert means
green means nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking at meteor alarm.
This is an emergency alert. Nothing to see here. Green alert.
Green means okay, go ahead. Okay, but it's basically yellow, orange, amber if you're in England or Britain, and red means obviously it's severe, it's the highest level alert. We've had three of them since the beginning of time, which is 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
But it helps, doesn't it? It helps to categorise how the weather is. He thinks it's nonsense, I don't.
You don't like it?
That's two against one, by the way.
There's warning out every day, possibly, do you think?
I think they've diluted the currency of them by issuing too many of them.
Well, like, we've only had three red ones.
Don't take them seriously now, that's what I'm saying.
I think that they're only there when they're warranted, to be fair.
Yeah.
Now we're getting all serious because you're really talking weather to us.
I see. I was listening the tongue a little bit about the clothes and the girl. Now we're getting the gloves on and we're doing the proper... Well, great, we can talk about too. Is Ireland the only country in the world that has a yellow snow warning as an actual thing?
Stop.
No, that's just don't eat the yellow snow.
That's an old
joke from you.
I've learned not to say that.
Well done. Well, Anthony wants to know, where in the name of Jesus did all these colour... Oh, well, that's the colour warning. And what's with the overkill over the last while? In fairness, where did weather bomb come from?
Well, that's nothing to do with us in that area.
Oh, you're washing your hands of that
one?
No.
That's a makey-uppy phrase.
Didn't come from us, so...
I read that in the newspaper.
Yeah, you did,
it's
but you didn't
true.
Hear it from us.
Yeah.
You don't issue weather bombs.
No, no.
Do you drop weather bombs?
Depends what you call a weather bomb.
Well, just to Gosia Polender has been on to say, you could have the biggest storm, the biggest wind, the biggest rain, the biggest flood, but when it comes to snow, it's the biggest panic ever. We do
it
tend
is.
To
we don't
get
know
a
how
bit.
To deal yeah. with snow. Like, obviously in the US they get a lot
only
more
a
of it.
Fluffy dusting and we go mental.
Yeah, yeah
we
do tend I, to. There yeah. was a really good sketch on Republic 2FM this morning and they literally put it as we see it. I said, we just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, we get a dusting of snow and we're
dusting
like, oh my
snow,
God.
I heard yeah, that. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
What do you do?
Leaves. Like, there are leaves on the railway and yeah. rain. So you're kind of like, who? There's a shock. Ireland. Yeah. Wet railways with leaves.
We are obsessed.
Like, we are yeah. obsessed
crazy.
With weather. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
We do
yes,
love
yes,
it. Do you want to quickly mention Nelly and Nora then? Is that,
it's are you, lovely. It's yeah. such an adorable animation.
Are you doing the voices or anything?
No,
we're
no,
you
no,
should.
We
no.
wish we could.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll bring us in as, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
But John Nelly Will, and Nora, two little kids, and they're two little girls, and they're going about their business, but they are interacting with the magic of weather, which is
really, really, really charming, very sweet.
So, like, when it's really, really hot, they're tiptoeing around the beach and they're trying to find a safe place to land because obviously the sand is just too hot for their feet. When it's really cold, they're, you know, just kind of having yeah. fun with the cloud of their breath and things like that. All the things that kids
so
do.
It's weather related
and
fun
they're never
for
complaining
kids.
About the weather either.
They
just
embrace it.
Oh, I like that. Nelly, you should really be doing the voices of Nelly. Nelly Nora is an RT junior from Monday the 2nd of February at 9:30 PM and 3:30 PM.
And we have the world premiere as well, just to say. Mm-hmm. RT junior have the world premiere. So that's
nine,
really, really exciting.
AM?
Half
9 AM
morning, and then 3:30 PM.
Okay, we've got to leave it there, but thank you so much for coming in. Audrey McGrath and Siobhan Ryan, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio.
Bye.
Enjoy the snow.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.